Hello.
Yes, hello. Good evening. I believe I'm speaking to Colt. This is Ken.
Hey, Ken. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Colt. And I got your message, so I've gone through it and forwarded that to the team and to the editor. And as far as the call, I believe you mentioned about 10 a.m. You're free?
Yeah, possible.
Possible. Okay, so need to confirm one thing. You in the Eastern or Central Zone or Pacific?
Pacific time. I'm on.
Pacific. Okay. So can we do this around 11?
Yeah, 11 would be great.
All right, not a problem. So I have gone through the information you mentioned about the charts, about the magazine. So just to give you some info, the editor will be explaining you in detail tomorrow. His name is Michael, and he will be speaking to you because he is the one who do the submissions on Wikipedia, and he speaks to the community of Wikipedia, moderators, and the person who actually makes the profile live. So he will be giving you all the information. He will be going through your profile, whatever we have researched, and the information will be given out to you. So as far as the magazine, you mentioned that you have magazine covers, and you don't have, like, online presence. Like, don't you have, like, more articles about yourself?
Surprisingly, I don't know where they all are. I should try to – I've tried to research them and find them.
We did too, and you know, the information we received from the research and editing team that we got to know about your external links, you know, the social media accounts like more Twitter, Insta, Facebook, LinkedIn, we got that info. Apart from that, there were not many articles done for you independently, right? We have an article we saw in BuzzFile. It's about your IV vitamins. So the career that you had, like the modeling and everything, so that was done in like 90s, early 2000s, like?
For modeling? I modeled till 2017. I'm still currently modeling. I ironically got cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to for a couple years, but I'm back on my feet and going to start my career again.
How's your health now? Is it better?
Yeah, it's all better.
That's great to know. So I was going through your draft as well. So you have a multiple, you know, you can say industries that you worked in. You are an entrepreneur, musician, marketing director, football, you know, modeling, everything. It's a very comprehensive profile that you have. So
yeah.
We have created the draft for you. So do you want us to, like, add some more information onto it? Because you mentioned that you want to add links to your music and chart status. Of the songs that you did?
Yeah, because I've had several songs in the top like 40 and 50,
mm-hmm.
and I'm ranked one in the top 100 on SoundCloud.
So I will ask the team to add some more information onto the draft, and you can have a look into it. Obviously, this is not something finalized. Amendments and edits will be done as per your feedback, and we will try to gather more information. Obviously, speaking with you and trying to find as much information as we can.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. And then do you want me to send over the magazines? Because I have...
Yeah, that I was coming to. So, you know, Wikipedia prefers, you know, online presence.
Yeah.
And prefer because we need to add citations, references on your page, and those should be the articles. You know, physical magazines, covers, we can add a picture, but we cannot, you know, relate it to the online presence. So I would recommend that if you have anyone who works, you know, for the PR, like who actually takes care of your public presence, you know, creating publications about you. So I would suggest you to create them if you don't have it. Because we evaluated your profile, and, you know, a copy was sent out to the editor and the Wikipedia team that we have. So they suggested and recommended that you should create some new publications because there is a presence for the business, right? And obviously having such publications, we can mention about your business as well. But the main concept for the personal profile, we need direct publications about you. That focuses on your profile, not the business, right?
Yeah.
Business can be an add-on.
If it's just the picture, does that still count as a publication?
Like, publication depends on the sources that you do. Like, there are multiple concepts. Like, if is there anyone, by the way, who takes care of that?
I don't have anybody. The agency I was with, I'm just not with them at the moment because of everything. I haven't. I am still with one of my other agents. I still have two agents right now.
They actually get you work, or they work on your online presence as well?
They don't do the online presence. When we're models, we're independent contractors.
Mm-hmm.
So they're my agents and represent me, and I'll
go
through.
They get you different, you know, you can say companies who you model for.
Yeah, correct. They get me different brands and different jobs, but they don't handle like my Zed cards. I've had to do that over time. Then my portfolio is like.
You do have a very strong presence. I see on magazines, the pictures and everything you shared with us. So you have a strong presence. It's just that, you know, online presence is not too great, I would say. We were able to gather some info, but obviously that does not fulfill the notability. So what we can do, I can forward this message to the editor as well. So tomorrow 11 PST, so he'll be giving you a call and explaining about how what Wikipedia wants for your profile. So you are deemed eligible, you can get the page. But it's just that strong presence is required. So I will forward that detail to him, and by tomorrow he will give you all the details how we can achieve this, how we can help you to do that.
Sounds good. And should I get the magazines and send them over now, or do you want me to scan them?
If you have articles online, that would be great. But if you just want to share with us, we can look into it, but we cannot add it up to your profile.
But I, for some reason, can't find them.
So we can work out a plan for you, sir. So hopefully by tomorrow we will have the info and we'll discuss in detail.
Okay. Yeah. The main one where we can find a lot is through Collins Jeans. They put me in like 50 or 100 magazines that year, those publications through that campaign. Mm-hmm. And if we locate, we can probably locate it off of the picture by searching the pictures.
Yeah, you know, in the past as well, we have some, you know, clients who were facing the same issue. They were strong candidates, but it's just that they did not work on the online presence. So we work with the one of the PR agencies. We will submit your profile there and see what we can do, what they can do, and what kind of sources they can generate for you. Because we can write the content and everything, create a story. You know, share that with you, have a look, and then once you give us the approval, we'll be, you know, publishing it on the source. But that depends upon what kind of publication you're aiming for. So in the meantime,
I want the full publication.
Yeah,
with
so
there
are options. There are multiple options. So hopefully by tomorrow, what I'm going to do before leaving the office today, I was just about to leave. So I'll send out your profile to them, and by tomorrow morning, I will have that info. We will share that with you and discuss with the editor of how we can achieve, and we can move from there.
Sounds good. Let's try to find more publications so we can make this this profile work correctly. And
yes,
one thing to is the main reason these images are hid, and if you look, Barbara Myers, that same girl I modeled with has a wooden encyclopedia.
Mm-hmm.
And I modeled that Barbara Meir, M-E-I-R.
Just give me a second here. Okay, can you spell her name?
Yeah, so it's Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-A-R-A.
Barbara.
M-E-I-E-R.
M-E-I-E-R, yes. German fashion model, I believe.
Yeah, and I was 10 times the model with her when we modeled for Collins. She won a TV show for Germany's Top Model, and at the time I had modeled for Abercrombie & Fitch, Diesel, Guess also wasn't on there.
I saw that. You have done for Ford and Diesel.
All these companies. This girl was not established.
Mm-hmm.
I was.
Well,
she
you know, life works up in weird ways here. Okay, I'm looking at a profile here. Yes, her page. I'm just giving you some info about her page. She created this back in, it's quite some time, back in 2007. It's a long time back, yes. All right. Yeah, but she has some problems with the profile. I'm looking at her right now. Okay, yeah. She does have some issues with the profile.
The biggest issue is, between you and I, she got paid for the campaign and had a correct contract. My agency didn't, okay? They went back. The photographer, which is Kai Steit, if you put him in, he's world famous. Like, he's shot everyone. So that photographer that I put his name in, it's that Kai guy. Long story short, he paid her. He was paid $3 million for the pictures. And in doing so, he paid me for a catalog. And then all of a sudden, they shot this. They released it in Germany, Turkey, like 9 different countries. And then also put it in over 100 magazines. And in doing so, Barbara was established, and so was I. And they couldn't afford to shoot another campaign like this again. So they left it up for 3 entire seasons, which is almost a full year. And in doing so, it kept getting put in more and more magazines. But I was only listed as Las Vegas model. They named her, but they didn't want to name me because they didn't have a contract on me. Later, I went to Supreme Court over this whole entire thing. It was that big a mess. And they never listed me or gave me credit for it. If you go on to Kai's profile, I'll send you another link for it real quick as we're on the phone. These are all my images. And I'll also send you the Barbara, that Barbara video with me and Barbara making a video. It's all me in the video, the guy used. He was trying to use my music, like use all these things with it. It was really strange. And ironically, I shot 2 clothing companies that day. You'll later see I shot his clothing label too. That's how crazy the shoot was that day. The guy kept having us put on different clothes and ended up releasing it in 2 different phases with it. So it was just a mess how it turned out. But in general, still, when you click on his profile where it says Kai, the link I just sent to you, he still gives me 0 credit. He doesn't even say that it's me. And I've wrote him numerous times to fix that, but that's why I don't have publications. If you, as you click on this link, you'll see exactly what I'm saying. When you pop it up, when it says Colin Sheens, all that, where, and it says his name, Kai Steit, and gives him credit for it. Those are my images. That's me. There's over half the pictures are me. 4 out of the 6 pictures are me. And and that's why I have a huge issue with the credit in the past, with even with this guy, if I could, it starts back. They never gave me credit for my work. And they still, at this moment, aren't even giving it to me. And when I was sick, I wrote this guy, and I'm like, it'd be nice if you, like, at least said my name in all these credits. So I got the same credit Barbara got. I'm like, it's ironic. She has, like, all this supposed fame and was on the red carpets and all this shit, but I was 10 times the level of her, and I was in numerous movies too at the time. I shot a movie with Ving Rhames, and it's called Red Canvas, and it's over here, and it's open here. It's a huge fight movie, and it got released just a few years back, and it was like 10 UFC fighters are in it. I'm in the trailer and everything of the movie. I'll send you that clip too right now. A lot of this still I didn't get credit for it. Like, even in the movie Red Canvas, didn't list me. They paid me for it. Same with the movie Hangover. I have the paycheck from Warner Brothers. I was in the movie The Hangover. I played Bradley Cooper's body double in the movie. So there's a lot of spots where there's it's super frustrating on my end that they haven't done things properly with it. And their excuse is they can't go back on it. But at the same time, it never should have not been put on there. how is it just left out? Do you know what I mean? Are you there? Can you hear me? Did I lose you? Are you still there? If you can, please give me a call back. I can't hear you.